Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. An update today with Caitlin Swartz, Director of Consumer Affairs with the Kentucky Beef Council. In that role, she and others promote the consumption of beef, and while they are often seen or heard on the air throughout the year, making media rounds, much of their work is done behind the scenes.
One of our main goals is education, and so we try really hard to produce materials that people find helpful and that we deem successful as education materials. And we have several packets that we put together and send out to teachers once a year, especially our culinary teachers and our family and consumer science teachers that are teaching beef lessons. We find that really important that we're teaching students the right cuts of beef, how to cook beef, food safety, so basic things like that.
They're just about to wrap up a remodeling of their new website with money-saving purchasing tips to making the most of whatever cut of beef you select.
We really want something that's user-friendly, something that is consumer-friendly, and something that is visual. Consumers, especially millennial consumers that are our target age group, they are very visual. They want to see things. They want access to things immediately. They don't like to wait, and they don't like to search. So we really want to do something that sort of caters to their technological needs. And so color, images, things that are bright and things that feel fresh and things they can associate back to.
That upgrade should be complete by the end of the month, and their site is kybeef.com. We'll be right back.
Your grandfather never went to college.
Hardly anybody did.
Neither did your dad.
I always wished I had.
But it's a different world today. To compete, you need a college degree. At knowhowtogoky.org, we'll show you what to do to prepare, how to find money to pay for it, even ways to work on your degree from home. So visit knowhowtogoky.org, and your family will start following in your footsteps.
You've made us proud.
Way to go, son.
Part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
We're back with Kentucky Beef Council's Caitlin Swartz, as this year they've developed some customized targeted tours, one for retailers.
It is a retail tour with Kroger food service representatives, and so they're going to be touring just some farm-to-plate things to sort of bridge that gap between what they see at the meat counter and where it comes from.
Another direction with long-term impact in mind, educational, hands-on experiences for interns in dietetic training.
And so we really want to foster those relationships with our dietetic interns and really give them some real-world experience when it comes to beef, because they don't get that in the classroom. So we're going to take them on some cow-calf operations, hopefully some backgrounding, maybe some grass-fed kind of stuff to give them sort of a whole beef perspective on the farm.
Again, that website upgrade should be completed by month's end. The site, kybeef.com. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.